A little background. Iron Horse is tucked away in western Sonoma County. You can't see it from the road, and we don't put out any signs. You turn onto our road at Kozlowski's Berry Farm, then continue for about a mile, and just when you think you are lost, the view opens. 360 acres of gentle rolling hills, covered with vines that rise up to the winery with a castle wall of tall trees behind it. It's like coming into another world. This is the view that sold my parents on Iron Horse in 1976. No matter how many times we drive down Ross Station Road, we never tire of it. It is always changing, depending on the weather, time of day, and season. We designed and built two huge triangular planters on either side of the road, which are always filled with seasonal flowers. In September, hundreds of pumpkins on the vine line this little bit of the drive. Mounted on the stone planters are hand-wrought bronze horses, rampant horses, which are the symbol of the winery. Here is the first indication that you are at Iron Horse. Finally, across a bridge and behind the curtain of two weeping willows is the Iron Horse sign, the only one you will see, which says, "By appointment only." Green Valley Creek cuts across the property, dividing the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir. Each spring, Father plants 8 acres of vegetables along the creek bed. Even more impressive than the size is the Jeffersonian scope of his garden. My father does not just grow tomatoes. He grows 42 kinds of tomatoes. He buys seeds from all over the world and plants them here. He has to pull himself out of the garden to get to the winery by 10 a.m. In the winter, this whole area is flooded. The creek overflows at least 5 or 6 times a year, inundating the bridge and washing out the road, but also providing a beautiful layer of silt for the spring vegetable planting. From the bridge, it is still a quarter mile to the winery. Next, you will see a pair of wrought iron gates with stone pillars, opening onto a long driveway lined on both sides with alternating palm and...